Hi guys, welcome back to the Serious and Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Julia.
And I'm Gabby.
And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about really just like a reflection if you're living for yourself or for others. No tips today, just a reflection.
Yes.
But before we do that, as always, let's get into our weeks. And I'm just going to start real quick because my week, literally, I have two things on my recap. And it's that I was sick this whole entire week, so I didn't do anything. Literally didn't go for a run, didn't work out, didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Because I had an ear infection and a sinus infection, so I'm taking antibiotics. And my mom was like, do not run. So yeah, I've been resting.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and that was my entire week. And then yesterday I had a friend's birthday, so we all went over to her apartment and we had like a burger night, and tonight we're going out to like dinner for the same person's birthday. So some excitement on the weekend, but that is literally my week. That's it.
Okay, love. But it sucks because whenever we're sick, there's nothing that we can do. The best thing we can do is just to rest. So at least you're getting better.
Yes. Plus, I had two tests this week, so I had to like suck it up and study for them. But then at one Tuesday, which I took, and then one Thursday, which I was like, I couldn't keep my eyes open for longer than like 10 minutes to study for it. So, and I went to the hospital. So for that one, I just emailed my professor and was like, I cannot take this exam right now.
Yeah.
And he gave me an extension. So I'm taking it tomorrow, which is
good.
Great. Thank you, professor.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. For my week, again, nothing happened during the week. I had classes, I had a test, and I have so many projects like due. Some of them already passed, some of them I still have to deliver, and it's just this crazy, awful end of semester moment where we have thousands of projects and a bunch of tests coming up, and it's a little bit stressful, but nothing really happened during the week. I didn't do anything on Friday, just went to class. And then yesterday, Saturday, I went to an ex-student party at my old school. My friends from college who also studied there when I studied there, so like I knew all of them from my school, they convinced me to go, and it was kind of weird going back there because it had been like
the school before that,
the school before. Okay. It had been like 5 years since I've stepped foot in that place, but it was fun, and it was also kind of like, it was good because it was out of my comfort zone. I was with like my old best friend for life, and she's now like in my class in college, so like slowly I'm getting closer to her again. That's which good. Is great. And I saw everyone who I used to be friends with, and I lost contact when I left that school, so it was good. And then also yesterday at night I went bowling to kind of like celebrate my friend's birthday. It was just like five of us. It was just like the closest friends. But yeah, it was fun. I actually didn't know anybody there besides her, so it was also out of my comfort zone, but it was fun. So yay. And yeah, and then today, didn't really do anything. I went to the pool for like an hour because it's so hot here. And I'll just be like organizing my dates and like my studies and planning like when I have to start, because things are getting tough out here. But yeah, that is it.
Yeah. Okay. My gratitude this week is that I'm finally feeling better. I can finally breathe from like out of my nose, which is great. So yeah, I'm grateful for that because being sick just makes everything so hard.
Yes.
And
for sure. Okay, and what I'm grateful for is that the semester is ending. Even though it brings all of this stress, it also means that it's almost there. and this semester was not a good one, so yay for that.
Yeah, it has been stressful, but we're almost there.
Yeah.
It's almost Thanksgiving break. Oh my God. I can't wait to like breathe again and have a moment
Yeah,
of doing
final
nothing.
stretch.
Yes. Okay, guys, so that was that for our weeks. But before we get into the episode, as always, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a written review if you haven't already. Yeah, let's get into the episode.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this week we're talking about living your life for yourself and not for other people. And I know for experience, it's easier said than done, because sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it until you like really think about it. So we're promoting this reflection for you guys so you can think about it and actually analyze if you're living your life for yourself and doing what you want to be doing, or if you're living your life for others and how you want others to perceive you, or how you want to like please others, or like, I don't know, seem perfect, whatever it is that you're doing for others. So yeah.
Yeah, I think this is something that like it mixes the subconscious and the conscious aspect because, like, I totally agree with you. We tend to do it without realizing it because it's kind of almost like planted in our heads that, like, we're supposed to live to please others and to be accepted into society and all that. So it's kind of like rooted behind every action that we do in a way. Because we want to like belong. The sense of belonging is just like a necessity for us. So that's always what we're seeking. But there's also like the conscious part of like, oh, I'm gonna like if I don't wear this, people are gonna judge me, or like if I choose this major instead of that one, like I don't know if I'm gonna like if I'll choose it because it's not gonna give money and then like it's not gonna make money and then people are gonna judge me and they're gonna think like that I'm gonna be a nobody or whatever. Like there's a bunch of like little tiny decisions that we take and that before we actually decide on something, we think of what other people will look like, what other people will think about it and how they will look at it. So like there's that all that conscious kind of filter of everything that we do, and if it's something that like would make us belong or would exile us from society.
Yeah, I have recently been like noticing this because I have been looking for internships. So I'm always like, I really want to get this internship, obviously, because I want to learn what the internship could like make me learn. But then also sometimes I'm like, I catch myself thinking like, oh, if I get this internship, then I'm going to be ahead of everyone else. Like, I'm going to be like more prepared, and then I can get a job like right out of college, like easier than anyone else. Like, I like, well, in my eyes, I'm like, I'll be better than other people, like with the same major, which like makes no sense, because if I get an internship, someone else can get another internship. Like, it's just different experiences. So it really doesn't make sense. And the reason why I should want an internship is just because I think, like, I want to be in that environment. I want to learn from those people, and I want to learn what they can teach me, and not because, oh, I'm going to look better than this person, or I'm going to get ahead. So it's like, it's hard to notice it, but I do it a lot, like constantly.
It's always like thinking about how whichever action is gonna make you look like on the outside for other people. Like you're
Yeah, and
gonna.
it's this like constant search of like things you can add and things you can buy and things you can like be to seem perfect and to seem like better and to seem like you have your life put together. And like, yes, I want to have my life put together, but at the same time, is that what's going to make me happy? Like, is seeming and looking perfect to others what's gonna make me happy, because I can look perfect and feel like shit.
Yeah,
So it
totally.
really is not related at all.
Yeah, and this is like an entire new like other topic for discussion, which is like the constant need to be perfect and how we're always just choosing things and trying to make ourselves better, which like to a certain point it's good in the sense of like, oh, I'm always like,
want to improve myself.
Yeah, I want to improve myself, I'm trying to get better and evolve, but there's like a difference between trying to make yourself like a better person and trying to be the best. That's like the difference.
Yeah.
And then like the lines are blurred, but the actions you take in relation to those two aspects are completely different. Like one is kind of like constant and just like substantial and you do it and it becomes kind of a routine. And the other is like, I'm gonna do this and this and this because I'm gonna be better, and always thinking of the final product instead of like the actual pathway.
Yeah, and a pretty easy way that you can distinguish the two of them is when you're working on something for yourself, it feels easy, it feels good.
Yeah.
And when you're like working on something just to look like the best, it's really stressful, and it's really like
it's hard to maintain.
Yeah, and it's gonna like slowly eat at you. Like, it's not something you're enjoying while you're doing it, and it's not something that's sustainable. So eventually you will probably just give up.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like, you shouldn't even be doing that to start with. So yeah, you can like look at like whatever it is in life that you're doing, like your habits, the people in your life, the things you do, the way you do things, and be like, do I do this for myself, or do I do this for like for how it's gonna make me look, if that makes any sense.
For sure. There's also like another aspect of like this whole reflection, which is like thinking about the habits and the actions and everything that you do, but like sometimes we do it for others because we don't have the clarity of what we want for ourselves, and we don't have like the same like self awareness, and we don't focus on our goals, we don't have our goals established, we don't know exactly what we want, and we're just lost, and then we start to live for other people and to help other people. There's that quote of like, if you're not working towards your goal, you're helping, or you're working
you're helping someone else build theirs, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. And that's literally it. Like, if you don't have your priorities straight, and if you don't actually know what you want to do in life, and you don't have an action to set in motion, then everything that you're doing is kind of like to build up and to make another person's goal like better and stronger and actually like achievable. And then maybe at the end of the line, you're going to look back and you're going to realize that you didn't do anything for yourself. You just did to like go with the flow and to survive, but nothing that you did actually like built you up and made you feel fulfilled and like, I don't know, just happy.
Yes. And I think it's really easy sometimes to be like, okay, what is seen as like someone successful, and what type of lifestyle is a successful lifestyle? I feel like right now, what we're seeing a lot of, like especially on TikTok, is like those perfect, like beautiful apartments in like big cities, like in a high rise, and like floor to ceiling windows, and like everything is perfect, and all the decor is perfect. And that's like what's portrayed, I feel like, as like the ultimate lifestyle that everyone wants. But what if you want to live like in a farm? What if you want to live in the countryside? Like, what then? Are you gonna pursue like an apartment in like New York City just because it's the thing, when you really don't want to be there? Like, so you have to think for yourself, like, is this something that's gonna make me truly happy, or am I just doing it because it seems like the thing to be done?
Yeah. And like, you're not gonna get a second chance to do everything that you're doing. You always say this, like, you only live once, and like, you should just live your life to the fullest and not really like care about things so much. It's not that serious. We live in a floating rock. All of that, those quotes,
Yeah.
but like, we always say them because they're true. Like, we have like this one chance of living the best life that we can live. And why would we waste it living for someone who's already living it? Like, two lives turned toward one person shouldn't be happening. Like, each person should be living in their own like paths and just like working towards their own happiness. And of course, like, they're gonna build each other up, and they're gonna like, I don't know, just, I don't know, kind of like communicate between lives and all that, but in a positive way of like having those relationships and being present in other people's lives makes my life better and makes my purpose better and makes it like more fulfilling, but it's still my life, and there's just like bits and pieces of other people, and not like my entire life is that person and what they're gonna do and what they're gonna think and how they're gonna turn out, because that's like their problem, and we already have
Yeah.
enough problems of our own.
Yes. And then also, something I wanted to say before and I didn't say. But when you're like living, you can try whatever it is that you want to try. And maybe like let's say you're not clear on exactly it is that you want. You can try something just because it's like the thing that people seem to want. And
Yeah.
then you have the right to not like it and change it. Sometimes, like, we're not clear, but we have to try things out and see for ourselves. So you should go out and try new things. And maybe, like, you think you're gonna like it, and then you don't like it and you want to change it. And that is totally okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're doing it for yourself. And I talked about this in therapy like a couple weeks ago, that sometimes I'm like really like comparing myself with other people, like, oh, I wanna seem like I'm like on top of my shit. So I'm gonna like be early to class and I'm gonna like look like I have my things. But sometimes like that's not the pace in life I want. Like I don't wanna be super early or I don't wanna have to rush myself. I wanna like get ready in the morning, like calmly and slowly and taking my time. And
Yeah.
maybe that means I'm not like 20 minutes early for class, and
Yeah,
that's
and
fine by me.
the truth is that people don't really pay attention to you.
They
Like, and
don't.
when I say to you, I say to like to us, to everybody,
Us, to everyone, yeah.
like maybe they're gonna pay attention for like 2 minutes and then they're gonna forget because we all have our own worries and things and like our
Yeah.
own image, unfortunately, to like worry about. So like, if not being early and if having like your slow morning and everything like that is what actually like works for you, then like that's all you should do, because like the actual like appearance that you're gonna portray, you're actually the only person who's really, really taken notice.
Yeah, and you can you have free will to do whatever it is that you want to do, and
Yeah.
other people have free will to do whatever it is that they want to do. So if they want to be early to class, they can be early to class. You don't have to do that if
Yeah.
it's not what you want. And you like, and if it does, if someone actually does notice it and pays attention to it, or anything you're doing, not just obviously not just being early to class, but like anything you're doing, they are entitled to their own opinion, and people are gonna act the way that they're gonna act regardless
Yeah.
of how you worry about it.
Yeah.
So just let them ask, not ask, let them act the way that they're gonna act, and just know that it's about them. It's not about you.
Yeah.
How they act is a reflection of them and them only. So you should be like, and that, and knowing that is like a big relief when it comes to like living life for yourself, because then you're like, okay, like maybe this person, like, you think someone's mad at you, but they didn't bring it up. They didn't say anything. They're just like, that's them, and I'm gonna do me because I don't want to be like in this negative energy. So you get to choose, like, okay, I'm just gonna go on with my day and like have a good day, regardless of how other people look and how I think other people are feeling right now. They get to feel what they're feeling, and I get to feel what I'm feeling, and it's okay, you
Yeah,
know?
and like even thinking and using, which like we shouldn't even worry about that, but like even if we think of like, oh my God, like how are people like what are people gonna think of me and all that? Like if you're someone who's really worried about like people's opinion towards you, even that, like if you try to be someone you're not to please others, like in the end, you're being fake and nobody likes a fake person.
Yeah.
So like there's no excuses for you not to be like who you actually are, because if you're authentic and you do the things that you actually want to do, then the right people and people you who you I don't know, who you like to hang out with, who will build you up and who will support you and make you happy and all that, they'll come to you because they resonate with you and who you actually are. If you're being fake, then like maybe you're gonna have like your 12 minutes of fame, but people aren't actually gonna build like strong bonds with you because like you're being fake and there's only so much you can do to like maintain that image, and eventually like your true self will come out, and then those people who liked the fake you won't be like in tune with who you actually are, and then things are gonna go wrong. So just be yourself and live for who you are, and then the right things will come.
Yeah, and it's so much easier, like, being who you are and living. And doing life the way you want to do it, 'cause then you don't have to like be overthinking, like, oh, what is like this person gonna think about this? 'Cause what you think about it is what matters, and you're like, okay, I like this, and I'm doing it 'cause I want to do it, and that's that. Like, it's so
It's
much
one
easier.
less thing to stress about.
Yeah, and it's one, it makes even like making decisions easier 'cause you're like, okay, what do I want to do? What feels good for me right now? And then you just do it. Okay. I feel like this is the perfect place to end today's episode. Hopefully you got to reflect about your own life and about how you're living your life. And if you're not living it for yourself, hopefully you can change that. We didn't give tips, but if you guys want, we can do another episode with tips, maybe. Anyway, before you go, as always, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a rating review if you haven't already. And also go follow us on our socials at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram and at seriouslynotseriouspod on TikTok. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode.
Bye,
Bye.
guys.